suppose what it does is it reinforces us at the Glen, something that we do talk about a lot, which is that even though physically in front of us as workers here at the Glen, we only see the clients, you know, who for the Glen at the moment are all males and over the age of 18. We always talk about as staff that we also have to picture their kids, we have to picture their partners, their wives, and we also have to picture their parents. You know, the problem of drug and alcohol addiction really is affecting many, many people out there, and that's not just the people that are using drugs and alcohol, unfortunately.
There's a really moving picture in the Herald today, and it just it cut across the political bounds. There were two Labor backbenchers, two women with tears flowing down their cheeks, holding hands across the aisle in Parliament. You know, it's really hit hard, and obviously gathered major headlines, and very much about anonymity and respect for families at the Glen. You've got very strict confidentiality rules, but out of this horrible tragedy, maybe some donations coming to the Glen. What could be done with that money? I mean, what do you need? How do you keep the place running?
Yeah, so Scott, I think one of the areas that we're always trying to improve, and we acknowledge that more work needs to be done, is actually that work with families. You know, so that engagement with families. We're lucky enough, just recently actually, we got a little bit of money from Mary MacKillop Foundation, so we're starting to plan some stuff that's specifically for actually the Glen doing work with families. So it's a really hard, complicated space to do work, but we're up for the challenge, Scott, because it's just so important. And as you can see, often in the media when things get reported around drug and alcohol issues, it doesn't just affect the people that are using the drugs and alcohol. It has such a dramatic effect, you know, on families and on loved ones and on friends as well. You know, and that's, you know, as I said, that's something that we're trying hard, but we can always do more in, and we're the first to put our hand up and say when we need to improve. And I think just speaking on behalf of the Glen, it's definitely something we need to improve in.
And reunifying families, reuniting families, it might also stop this becoming a generational problem. The thing that really struck me at your touch football tournament were young Aboriginal boys watching their clean, healthy, fit fathers who at that moment were on top of their addictions, or they wouldn't have been able to run and play the way they were, sidestepping through, scoring tries, showing great skill and fitness. And the smiles on those boys' faces to see their father as such a role model, it was absolutely powerful.
Absolutely. Just role modeling good behaviours. And, you know, it is really powerful. And so for the last 12 months, we've had over 130 clients enter the Glen. So that's, I mean, approximately, you're talking about 260 parents, you know. And the parents are often so relieved because they've watched their child go through the ups and downs, and they're on the roller coaster ride of addiction, you know, and that's a terrible thing to watch. They enter the Glen and the parents are so ecstatic, you know, and they're so, I suppose they're so hopeful. They've had a lot of bad stuff been happening, but they're hopeful now. And we really take that on board, staff of the Glen, that they're a stakeholder in this. And you know, we also picture that. So if you're talking about 132 clients last 12 months, it's probably average three kids a client. So, you know, it's about 400 kids. So you've got about 400 kids that if we do our job well and this guy starts changing his behaviours in his life, you know, you're talking about returning a parent. And the real parent, you know, the real parent is the person that's clean and sober, not the person that's stuck in addiction. You know, back to their kids as good, healthy role models. And that's such a good motivator. And you're right, you know, when we go out and do stuff, and it's often simple stuff. It doesn't have to be complicated. So, you know, the touch footy days, and we show guys how to have fun themselves, but how positive they can be. And I heard the interview this morning with Alex from the Bulldog Dragons. We're not trying to turn our guys, when we coach them and when he trains them at touch footy, we're not trying to turn them into a professional touch team, you know, and the best touch team. But we talk about we're teaching you a healthy hobby, and we're hoping that if you like it, it's something that you can take back to your kids. You know, that's what we talk to the Glen boys about every time we have a training session, you know. So it's all focused around we're trying to help you learn to have fun, get some skills, but it's all focused on then it's stuff that you can take back to your kids, you can take back to your nephews, your nieces, you know. just so important, but often very simple too, the solutions to this stuff.
How have you also generated so much good within the community? I was speaking to the host of PM, Linda Mottram, the other day, who was really sympathetic and well aware of the work you did and a champion for your cause, you know, behind the scenes. I think I'm speaking out of school to say that Linda, you know, really thinks you're doing a worthwhile job. The business community, big businesses like multi-billion-dollar businesses like Bunnings, just across the board, everyone seems to be cheering you on. Why is there so much goodwill towards this little organisation on a little bit of land at Chitaway?
Yeah, that's a good question. Linda, great supporter, and she's passionate about helping us any way she can, and she loves gardening, so that's one of the things she often has conversations with about out at the Glen. But in regards to the big business stuff, I think there is a lot of people and a lot of businesses and corporate like that want to help people. And I feel like we've positioned ourselves where people are comfortable, that we're really transparent. So there's nothing that people don't know about the Glen, you know, like we really pride ourselves on everything's out in the open, everything's transparent. And we work hard and we're passionate. And that starts from our board of directors. You know, our board of directors, and they won't mind me sharing, but the majority of our board of directors have lost kids themselves through drug and alcohol addiction. You know, so the passion that they're bringing into that room when we're having board meetings, it's all about what's going to help the Glen boys get well and what's going to help the Glen boys that need us in 10 years' time to make sure we're here. You know, they're not here. They're not involved at the Glen for any other reason other than to help clients get well. And they're coming from a place that I can't imagine, you know, the pain they've gone through. But that, I honestly think that's one of the biggest secrets to the success. You have the right people involved, but you have them involved for the right reasons. Talking about big business, we're about to actually head down your way. It's got a pair in us. Len Lease has been nice enough to going to give us a really good spot at Erina Fair for a couple of weeks, and we're going to do our first art studio down at Erina, because we're doing a lot of art here, and that's going to be our first sort of foray out into the community with our beautiful pieces of art. And once again, supported by big business. And as I said, there's a lot of people out there willing to help you if you're transparent, and I suppose then you're willing to help them help you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and obviously we see the tragedy of people who are taken by this insidious disease, but we also see the people who've been saved as well. We probably need to get the balance right, don't we? And we talk about both sides of the coin there. That there are also people who have turned it around and are making, you know, really valued contributions now to their communities or to their families, and have been able to get on top of this illness.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many people out there that have. I just work at the Glen, so obviously I know the Glen clients, but there's so many people out there now that are just achieving amazing things.
Well, the Salvos do a marvellous job too, don't they? The Salvos have lots of those
absolutely.
Stories.
Mm. Absolutely. And there's a lot of people out there that will be quite comfortable saying, yes, I had those issues and I went through treatment and now I'm doing it, and they'll talk about it. There's also a lot of people that decided that it was my issue, I went and dealt with it, and now I'm just living with it. And you've got to respect that too. It's up to the individual. But I think people would be quite amazed at the amount of talent that comes through in all aspects of life, the amount of good people with great talents that come through places like the Glen. They're just struggling with addiction. That's all. You know, that doesn't mean they're a bad person. It doesn't mean they've got no talent. Absolutely not. It often just astounds me, actually, the amount of talent and the amount of good people that you meet, as you said, working in this little drug and alcohol rehabilitation centre on the Central Coast.
Now, Graham Jono Johnson received some more money to keep going, so hopefully you'll be able to help him out again. He reckons that they're the best of the best when it comes to sending people into the mud.
Yeah, I think everyone that helps out, Jono's doing a great job. So
that's
it. I think he saved some of the big jobs for our guys, because we're pretty big, fit guys, and, mate, we love helping Jono out, and he's booked us in for a few dates. Once that money came through, don't worry about that, it didn't take long, and we're always happy to accept a few dates. And the boys really love actually getting out with Jono, and I love it for two reasons. I love it because Jono's a great guy, and it's fun to spend time with, but, you know, giving back to the community is another thing that the Glen's passionate about. We acknowledge that the community give us a hell of a lot. You know, government fund us, a lot of community organisations like Lifeline, Relationships Australia, Benevolent Society, they all help run the programs here. You know, we get so much support from big business, as you discussed before. So we take a lot, you know, and so where can we give back? Well, we can do things like we can go out and clean the waterways. We can run the drug and alcohol education sessions that we do with the kids on the Central Coast. You know, we can host things like the big NAIDOC touch football tournaments, you know, so we can do the dancing. So we do all the community Indigenous dancing that we go out and do, and that. So yeah, that's we're passionate about. We take a lot. We want to make sure we can give back as well.
Good on you, Joe. And obviously, if people need help in crisis, Lifeline's always there. 13 11 14, and in life-threatening situations, obviously 000. Joe Coit from the Glen, thanks for talking to us again, and keep up the good work.
No, cheers. Thanks, Scott. Bye.